Welcome to Stats Book Talk, where we describe our thoughts on how to lie with statistics by Daryl Huff. My name is Maggie Hohenstein, and the other voice you'll hear is Lisa Kang. We are current statistics students reading this book for the first time and sharing our experiences with you. The first thing we discussed was our thoughts on the title.
I wonder how often it's that people are lying with statistics and how often it's just that the people hearing them are misinterpreting them or misunderstanding them. Because, like, in this situation, it's definitely that he's just misinterpreting what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure how much I agree with the title of the book. I don't know what I would change it to. But I feel like it's not, because it's not like these people are lying.
Right, they're using
statistics,
yeah,
correctly. Everything that they're saying is true and honest,
mm-hmm,
in a sense. It's just that it's really easy for other people to misinterpret.
Right. Because there are multiple ways you can use statistics, so. Yeah, it's not lying.
No. Although I guess it might in some ways be the, like, lying by omission. Because they're not being clear, like, oh yeah, this is the average, but what kind of average? Like, that's not included.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really depends on your definition of what a lie is, I guess.
We gradually moved into what we thought of the book in general.
That's my issue with this book, is that it's not particularly clear. Like, it's talking about how to lie using statistics, but in some way I feel like it's lying to me. Because
okay,
it's just kind of, everything it says is kind of vague.
Although we thought some things were vague, others were easily understood.
It makes sense that, you know, the mean, median, and mode are the same, or pretty much the same for human characteristics, because, I mean, there are small, like, differences, but, like, not a lot. We're pretty much normal.
Pretty normal. And the people who are at the there are people at both ends of the extremes.
Right.
So there
really
are people who are really
short,
small, and there are people who are really big, and so it doesn't skew in one direction.
Right.
Or the
there
other.
Are lots of people in the, like, same middle cluster.
Yeah. The, like, average.
Real average. All of them. All of the
average. All three averages.
Not just human characteristics. Other stuff made sense, too.
I thought it definitely made sense that people would report themselves having a higher income than they actually did. Because people want to think of themselves as better, and they want people to remember them as better.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the same idea that, like, some people wouldn't report what
right,
their income was because they didn't want people to know, because it was too low.
We got frustrated as we continued to read about the poll conducted with Black Americans in the South. The results varied greatly when the interviewer switched from Black to white. We talked about what that means.
She's kind of saying that all poll-based conclusions are biased and worthless.
Because they
are. Yep.
Because they are.
So the fact that we think that's crazy might mean something, because it might be.
It might be ridiculous and completely biased. Like, we have no idea what that actually means, because it doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
That's really frustrating, because I feel like we're in the process of learning statistics, and now I'm learning, like, but you know, most of the time, doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah.
You don't actually know what's happening based on the statistics that you're given. That's really frustrating. Because it's kind of like, okay, well, now I feel like I should understand what these statistics that are being thrown at me mean, but I don't. Because unless they're super clear and they state every, like, where all of these numbers are coming from,
that's, like, there are lots of everything, like confidence intervals for this and this and this. Like, there are lots of those.
There's so many, and they all mean, like, slightly different things. And so the number could change just
like,
enough to, like, throw everything off.
Mu and X bar and, like...
Mu and X bar, S and...
Sigma.
Sigma.
A lot.
Yeah.
Why do that?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's frustrating.
It's real confusing.
It was frustrating, but logical.
It also, like, made a lot of sense that, like, not all of these reports are accurate because you can't get everyone. Like, there's no way. They talked about that a lot.
Yeah, there's no way to get everyone, and there's no way to make sure that you're getting a good variety of people. Mm-hmm. It's likely that you'll be getting, like, this smaller group within the big group. Like, now that I, like, have read some of these things, though, I feel like I'm going to be looking at, like, different advertisements or things and wondering, like, okay, so what kind of average did you use there? Like,
mm-hmm.
How did that number come to be? Is that the actual average? Is it the median? What are you using? Why are you using it?
Yeah, that's what came to my mind when I was thinking about, like, which kind of average they use was College Dep. When I looked up average College Dep and they had, like, 26,000, I was like, so now which average is that? Because I'm going to be in a lot more depth than that, like.
That's true. And is that, like, because that's, if that's the arithmetical average, that's very different than it being the median, because it might be, it could be a lot lower, because there could be a lot of people who don't have debt, who are then skewing it lower. And then if it's the median, you know that you're, like, slightly above halfway.
Yeah.
Which isn't as bad. I don't know. I think that it should be required for people who are saying, like, this is the average, to say what kind of average.
Yeah.
I think that that's important for everyone to know.
They're not going to do that because then the numbers are going to be crazy and they're going to be like, look. Like, with the bosses and how they're like, this is a profit that we make. When actually they split it between three people and then use
their
meat. And I was like, what? You can't do that.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was 26,000 and then they're like, nope, it's only 5,000.
I would be so mad if I, like, found that out, if I was one of the other workers in the company and I was like, oh, yeah, you guys get about, like, 5,000. That's not so bad.
Yeah, because I only make, like, half of that. That's cool.
That's fine, yeah. Like, I'm below you. That makes sense. Whatever. But actually, just kidding, you make, like, 10 times as much as I do. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can make them into whatever you want them to be.
Right.
That's something that the general population should know and doesn't. And I wonder what a strategy would be to, or what it would look like to make that happen.
Right. I feel like there isn't going to be much difference if people know, like, there's nothing they can do to stop that, like. I don't think the government or, like, anyone's going to stop it because, you know, these companies are going to make profits or whatever if they're, like, giving this information that makes them seem really cool and whatever. I don't think it's going to change anything if people know. I mean, maybe a little bit. Like, people will be more aware of, like, what they're buying or, like, that, but...
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a big difference.
No, I don't think so. I don't think, even if people were given the information, I don't know how many of them would actually care about it. They'd be like, oh, well, yep, oh, well, too bad.
No one's just going to go and research, which average did you use?
I feel like that's...
But yeah, people should be aware.
It should be something that people are aware of, even if they don't really care.
Just know it's happening.
They should be given the chance to care about it. Next time we're reading chapter 3, 4, and 5, right?
Right, and they're the little figures that are not there. Much auto with practically nothing. The cheese whiz wrap. Like, I have no idea what those means.
Okay, me neither. I wonder what the graph one is about, because looking at it, it looks like normal mathematical graphs.
Right. But then there are a whole bunch of different types of graphs, and, like, you can graph the mean, or you can graph, like, the real, I don't know, there are lots of things. You can lie with graphs, too.
Yeah. I'm curious to look at that one. I think that one will be interesting.
Yeah.
This podcast is supported by SLA and B-Band Statistics. Hear you next week.